hit redial. What show? Stacy, was that your voice?
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Weet je wat ik zie als ik vlieg in het vek? Allemaal steentjes, domino steentjes om me heen.
Hello there, this is Smits & Madsen from The Little Gamers. Are you listening to Extra Life Radio?
Niet zomaar steentjes, maar domino steentjes om me heen.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women, dogs and cats, paraplegics and hearing impaired, hearing enhanced and mutated folk, chickens, dogs, and all other living beings. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, your host of the program. This is show number 69, and we are more than happy, more than glad to bring this fine program to you today. What is the date? It's January 3rd. You'll get this show most likely on the 4th, or unless you're really dedicated, you might get it tonight. But it is the 3rd of January, 2006, so it's the new year. Welcome to the big show. We have a lot to talk about, including a major topic that I'm sure we're going to have some different opinions on, and thankfully, you, the listeners, contributed both in audio and written comments to what we're going to talk about. So we're looking forward to that. I want to say right up front, thanks to MindOnTheNet.com for hosting MyExtraLife.com, where you can find the thrice-a-week comic blog that happens all the time and other such good things, including archives to this very show. Anyway, welcome to the show. If you're new to the program, sit back and wonder why the hell you spent the bandwidth on what we're going to do. And those who are regular returners to the show, we can't thank you enough. So welcome. Let's introduce the crowd, the folks, the people who make this all what it is. Something like that.
What it is.
What it is, brother. From Pork and Bean and StudioM80.com, Brian from South Carolina. Brian, welcome to the program as always.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're tired, I can tell.
Yay.
Sleepy
is it
boy.
10?
Because you've been playing World of Warcraft nonstop.
a little bit of a marathon.
Yeah, that's okay. From CommissionedComic.com, the venerable and honorable Obsidian.
I don't know.
Obsidian?
Venerable?
Venerable. Venereal?
Okay, yeah, sure.
He's making up words.
That's a challenge, isn't it, in Scrabble? I think so.
That's a triple word score played just right.
I meant venereal.
Thank you, Scott. I've missed you.
Thank you. I've missed you. We don't really see each other for an entire week, all week. So what was that?
Yeah,
the cow from World of
Warcraft? Withdrawal symptoms. You know, I need my dosage.
You can say that because Mark's not here.
That's right. But let's not forget, before we introduce that Mark isn't here, let's introduce that Andrew from Freak Smack Jigger Waggy Flibbity Dibbity .com. Actually, you better say it.
It's cranialjacksonconverse.blogspot.com.
Thank you, and welcome to the show from Florida. You've been suffering through a cold. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a little bit better right now. I'm a little I'm strung out on the Robitussin.
Well, I think it's just capital that you're here. You decided, despite your illness,
to be part of the show. It's capital? What is that?
Is that something like bodacious?
No, I don't even think
Scott knows.
No. I do know. It's a tribute to our British listeners, of which we have quite a few, by the way. But Mark's not here. We've scared him away.
Nobody likes people that brag, Scott.
I know. Our friend Mark is not here.
You know, it's capital that you say that.
The other guy.
The other guy is not here. He's so offended by the many gay jokes that are hurled at him each week. And actually, he gave us up for a poker game.
He thinks that's going to make him more manly now?
Yeah, and apparently his poker game is more important than his position on the Extra Life radio show.
But I thought he said it was a poker championship.
No, maybe it is. I don't know. So you're saying if it's a championship, then it's good. We're okay.
Well, if it's a championship, I suppose big bucks are involved.
Word on the street is he actually went down with a group of his friends down to the Pottery Barn and went shopping.
Ah, sweet. Well, now he's outed again. So welcome to the show, guys. We have a lot to talk about, including our big topic. But before we get to that, I wanted to mention nobody got the prize. Nobody claimed it.
What? No one?
Yeah. This Nick guy that we told got the Vincent Valentine deal.
He didn't claim it?
No, he never claimed it. So
Obsidian had him killed.
Yeah, that's what actually.
The guy's from my forums.
Is he? He never emailed me back. You okay? So I'm not going to give it away to somebody else. We'll give him one more chance. Will you kind of like mention to him that if he wants this thing, he needs to kick it up a notch and get the crap over here and get it? Well, I guess we're shipping it to him, but I need his info, and he's never emailed me back despite numerous requests. So
no,
I don't know
that's because he doesn't respect you, Scott.
What a piece of trash.
He needs to respect you as a woman.
Piece of trash.
Hello?
He's the woman or me?
Hello?
Brian, you there? You okay?
Hello?
Yeah, Brian had a... we've suffered a technical difficulty, but I think we may have ironed it out.
Yeah, we've ironed out our testicle difficulty, and Brian, who was the purveyor of said difficulty, seems to be okay now. So are you getting us okay, or are we still lagging out for you there?
He just disappeared again.
That rocks. Okay. Did he really? Did we lose him? Oh, we did lose him.
He disappeared. I pulled him back in. He disappeared again. And then he goes, he types to me, it says I'm in progress, but I can't hear anything. And then we heard him say hello.
That's no good.
For like a second.
You know, and if there's anything a podcast audience enjoys, it's constant technical difficulties. I think people really like that, especially when we air it. Brian, are you back?
It says connecting.
Ah, that's good
okay,
times.
But, you know, let's not argue this on the air. It's making us look bad. People, if you're listening... The podcast is perfect. We normally never have
people of Earth
difficulties. Yes, and what you're listening to now is actually us simulating that we have technical difficulties, so you won't think we're so perfect.
Yeah, we're the flight simulator of technical difficulties. I'm having a hard time even saying the word technical or difficulties in combination. So that's how bad it is.
Truth be told, Scott never has trouble speaking. He just makes believe.
I'm all good, brother.
You know, Scott is make believe.
Okay, I'm now going. Santa. I'm now going to pause the podcast while we try
Scott
to find Brian. Hang on, here we go.
Rebooting the podcast.
Yeah, we're rebooting the podcast. Okay, everybody, we're back. Brian is now with us. Apologize for the delay. Brian, are you okay?
It was cool though, huh?
Are you all there? You're all there. That's good. Well, let's get to the show. For gosh sakes, we got a lot to talk about. Most importantly, we're on the show. We got a few things from listeners. That's always fun.
Woo, sweet.
Yeah, so let's listen to some of these.
I got a rash.
Yeah, so did I. And if I ever find that guy who gave it to me, he's going to get it right in the mouth.
You need to have that.
You got a rash from a guy, and we've been teasing Mark?
Well, I didn't want to give out the name, but it was Mark.
You've got the wrong guy. Okay, listen to this. This is a congratulations on something.
Oh, thank you.
Here it is.
Hello, Scott, Andrew, Brian, Mark, and definitely the big O. Actually, O is the reason I started listening to you guys. I happened upon his comic, and he kept mentioning, hey, you know, the Extra Life podcast. Went over, and you were the first podcast I ever listened to, and you are still the only one I listen to on a very regular basis. I can't find anything else out there that really does it for me like you guys do, so thank you very much. I want to wish you guys all a happy new year, and I'll be listening to you in 2006.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was
great.
I didn't get his name, but thanks so much for the message. Now, he did. I actually edited it down. He wanted to recommend a crappy movie of the week, but it's one we've already covered. It was that Frog Town or Death Comes to Frog Town or whatever it was.
Hell
Comes to Frog Town. And we did that eon shows ago. I don't remember what show it was. It was like in the 30s or 20s or something.
I remember. Yeah, it was in the 30s because we were all sitting around a bathtub full of gin. And, you mean number 30.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, along with that, we got a complaint to you, Andrew, about some facts.
Oh.
apparently, you are factually incorrect in a statement you made either last show or the show before. I think it was last show, but here it is. It's about your Jurassic Park comments.
Hey, Scott and gang. This is Kevin from Phoenix, Arizona. Just listening to your Year in Review show, and Andrew, of all things, made a horrible mistake about the Jurassic Park books. Ian Malcolm, in fact, lives through the first book and is the main character in the second book, The Lost World. Not the movie, the book. So, a bit of a glaring error there in Andrew's seemingly unstoppable knowledge. Found a flaw in it. Anyway, it did really bother me in the first next movie how they didn't kill the old man who made the island. It was sort of poetic justice that he gets killed by Compies, the smallest dinosaurs on the island, just to sort of show his folly. And when he shows up in the second movie, that just bothered me even more. But great show, guys. Love listening to it. Keep up all the good work, and I guess I'll listen to you guys next week. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thank
you.
You know that's
very rude, though. We don't call them old men. We call them youthfully challenged. Well, see, it's rather ironic that he caught that. See, I wasn't talking about the adult books. See, I'm illiterate and think
so. They're like Jurassic Park porn.
You know,
the pop-up book.
I read the Jurassic Park pop-up where Ian Malcolm does get eaten. But thank you for rubbing in the fact that I can't read.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, get working on
it.
I didn't know
there was Jurassic Park porn.
There isn't Jurassic Park.
Well,
porn.
You said there was an adult book.
Oh, I get it.
The adult book is. Oh, jeez.
I get it.
It was a good one.
No, but seriously.
It was kind of good until you guys ruined it.
Until we totally destroyed it. That's what we do here on the Extra Life
the
Radio
joke
Show.
Is the best way to ruin it.
Yeah, ELR, we ruin jokes. Hey, but anyway, Brian, Andrew, you kind of got put in your place there by him. Yeah. But that's
good because I've made the phone call and by tomorrow he'll be gone.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
You know what, Andrew? I do have to say though, I am very disappointed. You know, I was even considering the possibility of calling you Oracle from now on, since you seem to be making mistakes.
Why would he want to call you?
Not.
Why would he want to call you
then
Urkel?
Two O's. Not Urkel.
Oh, Oracle. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
But you said
you
Urkel.
You like Urkel, don't you?
Urkel rocks.
Here's something I'll throw out there for the new 2006 show.
Yeah.
This is also for, you know, the
This
fans.
Is our first show, isn't it, for the year?
First show of 2006.
What a horrible disappointment. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
On January 16th on Lifetime, there is going to be a movie called Truth. You can go to regententertainment.com and do a search, and you can watch the trailer, and it stars Dean Cain.
Ah.
Oh, man, that's
I'll
a great
be in
way
surgery
to
that day.
Set your, are you serious? You'll be in surgery?
They're going to knock me out. They're going to run a tube down my throat to see what's going on in my stomach.
Come on.
Be truthful,
man.
They're
going to shove
it up your ass.
You know.
they're having his Dean Cain removed. That'll be fun for us. Hey, you might have to podcast from the ER there. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Not the ER, but the OR.
I feel a little sleepy now.
count from 100 to 0 on the air. That'd be awesome. I didn't know that, so good luck to Brian. Holy crap. That sucks.
Ooh. And good luck to Dean Cain, too.
Yeah, good luck
Absolutely.
To Dean Cain on your new venture on the Lifetime channel. Is that correct, Brian?
Yep,
or Andrew?
Lifetime, January 16th. It's
Don't
a
worry about
called,
me. I have TiVo.
The movie called Truth. It stars him and Stephanie Zimbalist, the girl who, I guess, after doing Spaceballs, fell into a crack of the earth and disappeared until just recently being found.
Well played, sir. All right, well done on that. Hopefully everyone will
Thank
tune
you.
In. Because I want some sound clips from that freaking thing. So bring
the
it.
Truth?
Do it.
I hear some sound clips now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear kids suffering.
My kids are freaking out. My son has had a fever of 103 for like 4 days. And,
good Lord.
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah, right this second. Actually, right now he's doing
care.
Good. The Tylenol works, man. I'm telling you, that stuff's awesome.
Well, you know the cool thing is if he has fever by Saturday night, you know, you can dance with
him.
Oh. Ooh, boy, I saw that one coming.
We're channeling Andrew from
Colombia. You know what? I'm going to have those legal papers drawn up and sent to O now because apparently he's muscling in.
Hey, your law don't play down there, dog. Don't worry about it. They have their own law.
Hey, come on. It's Saturday Night Fever. You got to love it.
They got their own law in Mexico. Okay, this came from Den. This is, remember the orc guy from last week, the little orc voice?
Or Den.
Yeah.
He basically did a synopsis of what our show is about. This is pretty funny. Now, again, I apologize for the kind of crackly quality of the audio, but
he
needs a new mic.
Sucks.
Yeah, he needs a new mic. It ain't me. But listen to this. Here it is from Den. This is the orc show summary. Here you go.
Greetings, my Extra Life listeners. This is a summary of your next hour. You'll hear the following. Gene Kane's name being mentioned at least once. The words,
"Do time for life, Dr. Jones,"
being mentioned several times to the giggling tears of Mr. Obsidian. Speaking of Mr. Obsidian, at least once he will say, in a Captain Kirk-like manner,
"Scott, but how do you do this in America?"
Andrew will be providing a geeky fact of the week. Oh, yes. You'll have a toy review from adults, which doesn't make absolutely sense, and Brian saying the words,
"You buy now."
At which point, Obsidian will cry about the fact that he won't be winning the toys, because he's so freaking poor and he can't afford to get shipped to Colombia. At which point, we'll have the regular gag of Colombians, or Mexicans, as Scott refers to them, not being able to get squat on time. There'll be a crappy movie of the week, and maybe, if you're extra nice, a guest, such as Jousting Justin. This is about 15 minutes of your show. The rest is unplanned hilarity action.
So you know what? The new theme of the show should be Unplugged Hilarity Action.
That's awesome.
That should be the name.
You know what the sad thing is? The real sad thing is that everything he said is true. I hear the thieving magpie.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Why is Beethoven's symphony sounding in the background?
he got mad since we ragged on him about the carousel phone, so he changed the ringer, I bet you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That thing shouldn't be up here. Hey, Nick, take that phone down to Mom. That'd be awesome. I know you've got a fever of 103, and you're ready to fall over. Hey, buddy. Take that phone to Mom, will you, please? Oh, you're the greatest.
He's going to take it to the neighbor's house.
Oh, I'm seeing colors again, Daddy.
Dude, he woke up in the night the other night, and I could hear him in the other room, and I hear him yell, "Give me back my towel! Give me back my towel!"
So you pretend to be asleep?
Oh, he was totally dreaming, dude. He was totally dreaming. It was a riot, though. It cracked me up. I also want to thank Marcel for sending us this. This is the actual clip from Temple of Doom delivering his line.
Oh, awesome.
This isn't very good quality, but I think it doesn't matter. So here it is. Ready? Here we go.
Hey, Dr. Jones, don't break my leg!
Once more for those who missed it.
Hey, Dr. Jones, no time for love.
Hey, Dr. Jones, no time for love.
No time for love.
So just like Elmo, man. What's up with that?
That did sound like Elmo. Oh my gosh. You're right. It's Tickle Me Short Round.
Christmas.
That was kinky.
Tickle Me Short Round with his wooden block shoes.
Exactly. Well, anyway, that's good stuff. Thanks for sending all that in, guys. We appreciate all of the crap we get. And we do get good crap. Okay. I want to mention before we move to our main topic that Scott Fletcher, the voice of podcasting, the silky smooth radio stylings of Scott Fletcher, will be a part of the program next week. We don't know what our topics and stuff are yet. We're working on that, but he will be.
I think that the topic next week should be how we all feel very feminine next to his very deep radio voice.
I think that would last a whole hour of conversation to talk about that.
Well, I think we can talk an hour about anything we want. As a matter of fact,
we've proven that.
Raise a challenge.
Yeah,
I think we should do a whole show on Jello shots and wrestling.
Yeah, we've proven that we can take an hour and talk about nothing.
And blow it and talk about talking about an hour,
and that I can keep playing with this pen, which I know is driving people crazy. Here, listen, I'm going to quit doing that right now. That's my New Year's revolution. It's my New Year's resolution.
Revolution! He's going to run out in the street and start attacking people with a pen.
You know, I'll bet Obsidian struck quiet. He hears revolution, and it's serious for him because he hears that all the time. Yeah. Down there. Revolution! Yeah,
you know, here in Mexico, you know. Yeah.
The people are always on the verge of rising up down there.
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, let's get to our main topic. Wait a minute. Did I screw that up?
All right.
Nope. We're good. Our new topic for this week is all about portable gaming. Now, Obsidian told me pre-show that he hates today's topic because he doesn't have access to any of these portable game machines. But I think he's got the perfect angle to sort of counterpoint my point about the value of portable gaming. So I'm looking forward to that. But to start all this off, I found an old commercial for the old Coleco Arcade at Home portable games.
Oh,
do you remember these,
man,
Andrew?
Those were awesome. Yeah, I had rock. 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, they rock. So we are going to play this, and you'll just see how retarded it is on its own. So here you go.
Hey, that's Frogger.
Yeah, it's the official tabletop version of the arcade game.
It plays the same. Where'd you get it?
Mr. Arcade is here. Galaxian, it's mine. Pac-Man.
You want to take it home?
Yeah. My own Pac-Man.
Just arcade? Could you?
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong?
The official tabletop version.
Frogger, Donkey Kong, and Midway's Pac-Man and Galaxian. The arcade games you can take home with you from Coleco.
All right. So, portable gaming.
That was gnarly. Those kids are strung out. Those kids are strung out on sugar.
Dude, gnarly is a great word to use to describe that because I agree. The commercial itself has Mr. Arcade, who's this guy in like a Miami Vice rolled up sleeve white coat kind of thing.
Did y'all see they're going to have a movie version of Miami Vice?
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about it because Michael Mann's doing it.
I saw the trailer for it. I was like, you got to be kidding
me. Oh, I'm excited, dude. Let me tell you why. Michael Mann, creator of Miami Vice and director of many fine films since, like Heat and Last of the Mohicans and Collateral and others I can't remember. He's going to do the movie too. So I think it's a good thing. I know it seems goofy, but just hold out. And I'm not even a big Colin Farrell fan. In fact, I kind of hate him.
The only thing is, I hope somewhere in there he gets Jan Hammer to do a lot of the music. So it's like some music from the original show.
I guess now all we need is the Magnum PI movie.
Yeah. Ooh. I heard that was in the works a long time ago. That must have been crap.
Yep.
Must have been BS.
Whatever happened to Tom Selleck, anyway?
I think Tom Selleck was eaten by giant badgers.
All I know is every time I don't wear socks with shoes, I always think of Don Johnson.
Oh, dude, nasty.
Okay, you just revealed something about yourself, Brian, that has officially freaked me out.
That's true, they didn't wear shoes in that thing. But it's got that Edward James Olmos guy in it who was in Battlestar Galactica
socks.
Now, you know.
Jeez. Well, you know, every time I wear sandals with socks, I think about school.
Again with the sandals. Dude, I used to do that. I used to wear those all the time.
Oh, come on.
I did. Oh, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I used to wear sandals with socks all the time. And it wasn't even that long ago.
Did your wife let you out of the house?
But wait a minute. You thought it was cool?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Still thinks it's cool.
Bring it.
What are you talking about?
Bring it. Okay.
Whoa, tubular.
Portable gaming.
Good times. Portable gaming. Did I already play the... Yeah, I played the clip.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yes, old man Johnson.
Here's the thing. This is quite possibly part of last year, and certainly this coming year, will be, I think, remembered for some of the best portable gaming in the history of the genre of portable gaming, if there is one.
Ooh,
now, I know none of you, except me, own any of this stuff, although, Andrew, you've owned SP?
The GBA SP I had.
You still?
And the original Game Boys and stuff, but I don't own any of the. I don't own a DS or a PlayStation 2 or N-Gage. Snicker.
Now, you're going to get email because you just said PlayStation 2. I think what he means is PSP, but he's sick and we'll let him go. He's full of Robitussin.
Yeah, that's true.
Which makes
it's
him
Tussin talking.
It makes PSP, him a fire hazard. PlayStation poo. I like that. Yeah. The PSP. Oh, yeah, poo. Anyway, sorry. So, Andrew, tell us why you don't own one. Is there a reason?
Well, I mean, the reason I never bothered getting the new PlayStation Portable is the same reason I never bother with a PlayStation 2. The kind of games I like, I owned the original PlayStation, and I had it for like a year and was so not impressed. And that's why when the PlayStation 2 came out, I never even bothered with it. And out of the few games that are available on the portable, it seems like the portable is really made for movies and music. If you want games, you're kind of screwed.
Well, I'm not gonna totally agree with that. Although I think you make some good points, and we'll talk about that in a second because I own a PSP, and I'll tell you some of the games I think rock on it, and those that I think suck, and what I think Sony's doing wrong, and maybe what they're doing right. But before I do that.
Well, the only thing about the DS, I have to admit that there are some games coming out now that I'm starting to be impressed by.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, when the Nintendo DS first came out, the games that were on it, I wasn't overly impressed with.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't really care for the feel. To me, it was too clunky. I'd rather... To me, when I think of a portable gaming system, the Nintendo SP is the perfect Game Boy.
Yeah, it was an awesome. That was a great machine. Yeah,
it's got a backlight.
And I heard rumors that supposedly when the Nintendo Revolution comes out, they're supposed to redesign the DS and make it a little bit slimmer and smaller. Maybe they'll do that.
Yeah, so. I'm sure that they will. They have a tendency to do this with all the Game Boy lines. You guys remember the first Game Boy Advance? That thing was a brick.
Yeah, that thing was huge.
No backlight. It was huge.
Yeah, you had to practically be on the sun for it to look halfway decent.
That's true, actually. You really did have to have really good direct sunlight or light of some sort, and it sucked. The SP came out, and everybody's like, now this is what it should have been. As far as form factor goes, I'm sure the DS will experience something like that as well. But
and the new SP is even more impressive now that they've enhanced the backlighting even more.
Yeah, it's better than it was.
You seen the new screen?
Yeah, it's nice.
The new screen is really crisp.
It's sharp. Sharp as a tack. Now, Obsidian, can I ask you a question?
It depends. Is it personal?
Yes.
Go ahead.
If you were a uterus. No, I'm just kidding. That's too personal. I don't even know what I'm talking about there. I was going to ask you, now you don't own any of this kind of stuff. What is your take on portable gaming? Do you think it's retarded? Do you think it's something that, does it just not interest you? Or can you guys not get these down there?
Okay. You see, my take on it, Scott, has Uh-oh. Nothing to do with portable gaming itself. See, here's the thing, okay? Now, why don't you humor me for a moment, Scott, and tell us all the consoles and gaming systems you own.
Okay, here you go. You ready? I own a
PS. I don't know.
He's done.
We might have to extend.
Yeah, all of them.
No, it'll be short. I'll make it short. Here's every console I've ever owned. You ready?
Okay.
Let's see. I got to start way back. Atari 2600. NES. Okay. Super NES. Mm-hmm. Genesis. Sega CD. Sega CDX. Sega 32X. 3DO. Sega Saturn. PlayStation 1.
The Sega Blender.
The PlayStation 1. The Sega Dreamcast. Which I loved and still love, and that's such a great machine. PlayStation 2.
Towel dryer.
N64. GameCube. Xbox. PlayStation 1. PlayStation 2. I already said PS1. As far as handhelds goes, I've had a Lynx. The original Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Slim, Silver, whatever the heck that thing was. It was all kind of a tight version of it. The SP, I've owned two of those because I bought the collector NES one. A DS, a PSP, and I think, and always had some computer of some kind that ran.
I think somebody has a problem.
I have a serious problem.
I'm proud of you, Scott, because if you would have said a Nokia N-Gauge, I would have hung up.
Oh, you know what? I actually own one, but it wasn't because I bought it. I didn't spend money on it. Someone gave it to me. Someone gave it to me as a promotional thing a couple years ago on the Extra Life stuff. So they sent it to me with a game, and it sucked.
Just say they gave it to you this year, and you didn't share it. Just go ahead and say it.
I sold it on eBay. Hope they don't hear this. I did. I sold it on eBay for like $40. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
That's more than they're worth.
Yeah, so I've had pretty much every game machine there is, so that's your answer, Obsidian. Did you have why'd you ask me that question?
No, Obsidian's crying.
Okay,
now.
You see, here's the thing. Now, basically, I don't have the kind of, let's call them resources. To keep, I mean, it's not that I'm poor like that guy that just called said.
Okay.
It's just that.
Nice.
I mean, look at the Game Boy. Okay, you got like a whole bunch of Game Boys. Which ones do you play?
I play, I should say this. I don't keep this stuff.
Answer the freaking question.
I rotate it out.
You can't handle the truth.
I totally rotate it out of the system. So like when I get a new console or a new handheld, I sell the previous model, whatever that is. So I'm always kind of upgrading and selling. Now, right now, I currently own a GameCube, an Xbox, a PSP, and a DS. Those are the console/portable gaming systems I own currently. I'll probably not sell the GameCube because I'm going to hang on to my games, and I don't know what I'm going to do there until the Revolution comes out. The Xbox, I'll convert it to like a media center or something, like Brian did. But what am I trying to say? Oh, What I'm trying to say is that. What am I trying to say? What did you ask me? Ask me the question again. I've lost the answer.
Am I misleading you, Scott? What?
Well,
no, you see, it's just as simple as this. For example, I was talking to Vlad from iHookie.com today. And I was actually talking to him about today's podcast subject, and he was telling me to tell you that the PSP.
Yeah, keep going.
Am I hearing a radio?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, sorry, I'm playing my PSP.
Oh, that was bad.
Sorry. That was
totally wrong.
That was FIFA 2006. But go on, Obsidian. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Congratulations, Scott. So what Vlad was saying was that I should tell you that the PSP is supposed to be a geek's paradise or something like that. Apparently, he has the PSP, and he barely plays on it. He just modifies it and does a bunch of stuff with it.
Well, okay. Yeah. So let's get to that whole – that's what I was going to talk about anyway. The PSP does have one glaring problem. And I think that Sony can turn it around in terms of making it not be a problem. But the problem is that they're so concerned about keeping it locked down and unable to hack that they spend all of their time doing that when they should be spending time, effort, resources, and money on making better games. Now, right now, there's really not a killer app for this thing. There's not a game where you go, oh, my gosh, I got to have it. There's some good games, but there are no games where it's just, oh, it's a system seller. You got to have it. You got to have it. Whereas the DS has 3 to 5 of those kinds of games right now. And I will admit also, as much as I enjoy my PSP, and I do, and I play it, you know, there's good toilet time from day to day.
Okay.
It's been marked.
Don't play Scott's PSP.
That's correct. Or the DS, for that matter. And you don't want to where I dropped the stylus one afternoon. But anyway. It was like a turkey baster at the end. Anyway. But anyway, I play both pretty heavily, and I'll tell you what, the DS is the games on it just keep me more wrapped. Now, do I love the design? No, I haven't from the beginning, but the games are great. There's stuff with just that Nintendo magic. It's hard to put down, and I really enjoy it. Now, there are probably people that would argue with me. Let's see what Patrick has to say on the whole subject. Here he is.
Hey, guys, this is Patrick. I'm just wondering what your take is on the whole PS3 versus DS thing, with Sony making a superior product, I believe, with better graphics, a bigger screen, and all the secondary features, but the DS is still outselling them by a lot. And I'm just curious, do you think this is a trend for Sony in the future coming out with the PS3? All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, so the question is, he's basically addressing the same issue. He's saying, why is the DS outselling the PSP so much?
Because they have freaking games.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Narrowed it right
down.
And
the price, too.
Yeah, the price, and it has actual games. Like, okay, if I'm going to buy something, you know what the thing is? I bet you Sony would have sold a ton of the PlayStation Portable if they sold it as a movie/MP3 player that might play games eventually.
Yeah, well, they could have. They could have done that.
Because
but,
that's mainly what it's used for.
Yeah, though. But think about it, though. If they really want to sell more, and they sold pretty well out of the gate, and they still sell fine. There's millions of these things in hands. So it's not like they failed. It's just that they're losing the middle stretch here to Nintendo. The point is they should focus on this thing being a game machine first and let it be that other crap later. And that other stuff is good. I'm ripping down my own DVDs to my PSP. It's not easy, and it takes forever, but it's kind of cool. I'll watch Fantastic Four in bed tonight, which...
So,
bet your wife just loves.
Yeah, I bet you. So I take it you sleep on the couch a lot, dude.
Jessica Alba. Anyway, I'm teasing. The Thing. Michael Chiklis.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Jessica Alba, no, but, the Thing.
You know what? I mean,
well,
it is
Scott,
a...
You know,
go ahead.
You know, Scott, you're making my point exactly. You see, here's the thing. It's not that I don't... It's not that I couldn't buy one if I, like, saved up for one. It's just that, okay, first of all, I mean, I'm not going to buy a PSP basically because, well, I'm not going to be able to either, like, get many games for it, and there aren't many games for it anyway. I'm not going to buy a DS because Nintendo has virtually no support here where I live. And, well, I'm not really interested in many of the games either. And the other thing is, I normally don't have that kind of time when I'm outside of the house. And when I'm in the house, like, for example, if I'm outside of the house, I'm busy.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have time to be playing games. Yeah. And when I'm in the house, well, I got a computer. I can play on it. So why?
Well,
and I'm
going to
be playing at the toilet. Like
no,
you
I
do.
Know. You may not need it. I think part of it for me is I'm a gadget freak, but also part of my problem. I can call it a problem. Part of my problem or part of the reason I love these things is because that very reason, I think your argument's wrong. When I get some free time, it's the perfect pick up and play experience for me because no matter where I'm at, I carry a bunch of crap with me all day. I've got a briefcase, a bunch of work stuff. I can just pop one of those things out and play for 5-10 minutes. What?
You're socially retarded. That's what you're doing. You're socially retarding yourself.
I know.
To avoid talking to anyone.
I know. The hardest thing
You're cocooning. You're cocooning.
The hardest thing is fighting with my daughter over who gets to play at any given time because she loves the DS. She loves it.
Just do you guys get the feeling that if we were to ever meet Scott in person, he would be like, oh, hi, and instantly look down at a portable gaming?
Yeah,
because
that would be the perfect opportunity. Oh, time to play. These guys I've never seen in person. Time to play. That's exactly how it would go. Well, okay, all I'm saying is there's a long pedigree of portable gaming, and I think we can't ignore it. Let's look back at some of the things that succeeded.
Watch me ignore it. Watch me ignore
ready
it.
To ignore it? Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
How about games like, or machines like the Coleco, remember the Coleco, or no, was it Coleco? Shoot. Not Coleco, Mattel Football. Do you ever play that, Andrew, back in the day?
Those. Yeah, oh, I love that.
Yeah, there were little green dots that ran around on the screen. It was horrible.
I sucked at that game.
I ruled that game.
Yeah.
Did you really? I was
been good
I was,
at any game since.
I was incredibly horrible at that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, because I've heard you suck at World of Warcraft.
Yes, I do.
That's a hard game to suck at. Game Gear was a great little machine. First color backlit screen unit ever made. It had a battery life of about 8.5 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah, it was horrible that way, but it was a great little machine Sega made. And I used to think it was small and portable, but I saw one recently. It's like the size of one of Shaquille O'Neal's shoes. The thing is huge. I couldn't think of another comparison.
You know what the only, and I'm not lying here, the only portable gaming system I have ever used in my life
was
the Lynx.
Oh, I have that down
the
here
Lynx.
Too. Yeah, the Atari
Lynx. I'm not saying that I had it. I mean, I didn't own one. I just knew somebody that had one, and I tried it once.
Yeah, what did you think at the time?
Well, I mean, look, well, basically. No. Actually, what I'm going to say is I'm sure that the very first 2 minutes that you had the Engage in your hands,
yeah,
you thought, like, you know what? This might not be so bad. You know, maybe after 5 minutes of playing, you said, well, you know, this sucks.
It was 30 seconds, not 5 minutes, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's be specific. But yeah, I mean, you know, at the time when I got the Lynx in my hands and it was something new and I had never used a portable gaming device before, sure, it was cool.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. Now, the Nomad.
Favorite game, there was a game, a buddy of mine had the Lynx.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the game. I think the game was called Todd's Adventures in Slime World or something like that. That's the one I played. It was awesome.
Are you sure that's not the crappy movie of the week next week?
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
That game was awesome. You could play like two players and you could help each other out, or you could actually like try to kill each other while completing the level. That game almost got me to buy a Lynx solely just because my buddy had the game and had a Lynx.
That's pretty cool.
Then I came to my senses. Well, see, what killed it for me is they came out with that game on the Sega Genesis, so then I didn't have to buy a Lynx.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And it looked a lot better on the Genesis.
Yeah.
But what about these systems? Are these systems, you know, like that old Lynx and all these old portable gaming systems, are these like things that you could sell very expensive, you know, like for vintage?
Sure. Oh, yeah. The Lynx is a hot item, dude. On eBay, those things sell for good money, way more than they cost when they were new.
Well, even the Game Gears. I mean, I've seen people that on like eBay will sell a Game Gear with like all the cartridges for it, because the Game Gear, it was a really good portable. It's a shame that Sega kind of came out with it so late in the game and
kind of Nintendo was already putting them in the dirt by the time they came out with the game.
Yeah, they owned the portable gaming market at that point. It was very hard to break in.
But I remember their ad campaign was pretty cool, the Sega Game Gear ad campaign. I remember seeing it. It would have images from the Game Boy and say ugly spinach colors.
Yeah, green.
And
yeah.
Then it would have images from the Game Gear and say beautiful rainbow colors.
Yeah, plus it had like Sonic streaking through the screen, and the other one had like a little green Mario hopping around. Yeah, that was a pretty good campaign.
The quickest way back when the original Game Boy came out to get a headache or to get, you know, cataracts or glaucoma or anything like that was to play the original Game Boy for anything longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, that thing was a beast. But at the time, that was kind of pretty much cutting edge at
the
time. Well,
it's funny, though, when you look back at games, like, I mean, you can do anything. Like, they have those, you know how you can buy those joysticks now that have, like, some of the Sega Genesis games in them?
Jeez,
it's funny because I'll play a game like Sonic. And just looking at Sonic 1, I'll be like, I'll love playing the game again, but I'll be like, man, this game looks like crap, you know, because of the fact of how far we've come in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I remember the joysticks, the old joysticks. I would get blisters on my hands playing those games, but you know, we never complained about that. I mean, you'd get blisters, but you wouldn't mind. Right now, I listen to people, I read about people complaining because their control is not wireless.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I know. It's like,
I remember the Nintendo thumbs. Do you guys remember Nintendo thumbs?
Yeah.
Oh, it's also
the old gamepad. You'd have like these huge
big calluses
thumbs.
And
you
stuff.
Know, they were hard. You could hit people with them.
Well, it's like the people that complain about, you know, I don't like the fact that this game system doesn't have wireless controllers. Come back to me and complain when you're done playing the Atari 2600. The 2600 controller cables, I think, were like 3 foot long. You had to practically sit in front of your television
They were virtually soldered into the console, those things. That's absolutely true. Well, there's a couple others we didn't mention, like the Nomad, which was basically it was a portable that played Genesis games. There was a Palm thing here recently. Neo Geo had some piece of crap out. But the other day,
the Neo Geo machine was like, oh, you know what's funny is the Neo Geo game system when it came out, it was $200.
Yeah.
And it went in the toilet because it was $200. How much is the PSP?
$249.
Yeah, I know. It's like poor Neo Geo. If they only would have came out now.
With all this disposable income people apparently have. That's why you do web work on the side, folks. Helps you make a little extra cash.
You know what I do like and what I do think is awesome? Gnarly, bodacious.
Me?
Oh. Those people that get a console, like a regular console, I've seen it on the net, people that get a PlayStation 2 or any of those big consoles, and they make them into a portable
system. Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
That stuff is totally cool.
I saw some on your blog.
Yeah, there's some really cool ones out there, too.
The one I saw, two of them that I saw that I really like, someone modded out and made a portable Atari 2600 that used the regular size cartridges, and someone also made a portable SNES.
Oh, that's cool.
Which both of those, they were big, but it would be sweet to be, like, you know, playing a Super Nintendo cartridge somewhere on the portable screen.
Well, I'll tell you, my PSP is a Super NES player with the right emulator, so that's one the nice thing about the PSP. There's all this PC connectivity, so you can do all kinds
of... See, I heard rumor, I don't know if this is true, but I read on a couple websites, I heard rumor that supposedly...
On the internets?
Yeah, on the internets.
Interweb,
you know, that newfangled thing.
Yeah, the kids talk about it all the time.
Yeah, the crazy kids are talking about that now. In between, you know, American Bandstand and Hula Hoops are talking about the internets. I heard rumors that Sony is actually thinking about opening the PSP completely up
to
indie programmers to try to smooth over all the really stupid stuff they've been doing.
They absolutely should do that. They absolutely should open it up to homebrew and everything else, because trying to lock it down all the time just wastes time and effort and money when they could be making really good games for me to spend money on. Gosh dang it.
Well, it doesn't stop anything. I mean, look at all the money that Microsoft spends on trying to keep the Xbox 360 as being hackable, and it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, instead of pouring more money into keeping it from being hackable. Why don't you put out some games?
Yeah, make some games. Make some games, Sony! Now, with that said, I do enjoy Hot Shots Golf. I like FIFA 06. I like Burnout. I like Luminesa.
FIFA.
I like, there's a lot
of games. Did he just say FIFA?
Is it FIFA?
It's FIFA. FIFA.
Is it fart?
FIFA.
Fart fat?
Actually, over here in America, it's pronounced fufu.
Over here, we call it that gay European sport most of the time. But I enjoy it.
I
like
soccer.
I like
soccer.
I know, but I enjoy it. I kind of like it. I like video
like
game
soccer.
Because
your kids play.
No, I like video game soccer. I don't care about the real stuff. But
are you
the digital
a soccer
stuff,
dad?
Yeah. I don't golf for real, but I sure like to play it on a video game. Hey, listen to what Lucas said. The other night, I'm playing my DS.
Are you a soccer dad? Are you a DILF?
A DILF?
Oh! Okay, that's nasty.
I don't know what that is. I'm not even going to ask.
A lot of listeners do.
I'm sure if you might. I have no idea. Once again, I feel completely naive on my own program. The other night, I'm playing the DS at about 10:30 at night, and I left the Wi-Fi open for other people to come visit my town in Animal Crossing. Okay?
Oh.
Now, hold on.
Did you suffer a drive-by?
Dude, this game is great. I love this game. I can't stop playing it. But I'm sitting there playing. All of a sudden, it says, someone has entered your town. And this guy came in, gave me money, was like freaking out because I was the extra life guy, and he was on my little town and walking around with his bobbly head, stupid Nintendo character. And so I got a phone call from him afterwards. So check this out from Lucas.
Now you can't get rid of him?
Yeah. This is from Lucas. Here you go.
Scott, it's me, Lucas. I was the guy who visited your town in Animal Crossing. And the weird thing was, I went to your house in the game, and it was just pink furniture, pink carpeting, pink wallpaper, and there was pictures of Mark on the wall in a bathing suit, and it was kind of creepy. And I actually saw one picture. It looked like it was you and your wife. It was your wedding picture, but your wife's face was cut out, and Mark's face was put on there. Yeah, so that's when I left. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Lucas. You know what, Lucas? He sounds like he's about what, 9 or 10, something like that. I hope he's.
But he got you.
Yeah, I hope he's only listening to the Wholesome podcast.
You are so owned.
Yeah, totally.
So wait a minute. If you're playing, if you're actually playing Animal Crossing,
yes.
And you leave your connection open.
Yes.
Now, can you only have one person visit your town at
a
time?
You can have up to four.
So, like, four people up and, you know, drag you out in the forest of Animal Crossing and then burn your house to the ground and beat you to death with beer bottles.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's fitting with the theme of the game, exactly.
Really? I think I might have to go out and get a DS because it would be cool to show up in Scott's house and just ransack the place.
I'm here to admit openly that game has me completely addicted, and I don't know why. I'm embarrassed by it. The game's a bunch of googly-headed, retarded animals. Walking around this little googly town doing stupid stuff like fishing and digging up fossils and putting new stuff in my house and buying stuff at the store. And it's...
Well, maybe you're googly-headed.
It sounds so dumb when you explain it, but man, that game's fun. I just can't... I mean, we fight over it in the house. Everybody loves that game.
Oh, I have a question.
Go ahead.
About the Nintendo DS. I had considered purchasing one a while back ago, but every time I went to look at the ones that were on display... They were always scratched up just like so horribly bad.
Yeah, and that's actually a great question. That's a great question. But you haven't even asked it yet, so go ahead and ask it.
And I have kids, and I know they're going to destroy crap. Is yours all scratched up?
No.
Is it scratched to crap?
No. In fact, I worried about the same thing.
Because he plays it in the bathroom.
The demo screens at the stores are thrashed because people are so – they could care less about public stuff.
Because the general public are animals.
That's right.
Brian.
They're right. And they're not the kind of animals in Animal Crossing. But they are rude people that scratch crap up.
Okay.
Now – mine is not scratched up at all. There's a couple little nicks. It's mostly just from me hitting it too hard or doing something stupid with it or dropping it or whatever. But it's not like that total scratch. I know what you're talking about. Walmarts, they look like...
They look like saber-toothed tigers got loose on
them. It's bad. It's really bad. But they don't do that if you just use it like normal. Now, I will say that I think the point-and-click interface that stylus gives them on that lower screen is totally innovative in that these kinds of games and different kinds of gameplay are starting to come out that really take advantage of it, and nobody else is doing anything close to that.
Oh, I got a little...
It's
saw
cool.
something. I don't know if it's true. Right now, it's a tentative rumor. There's a role-playing game coming out for the DS called Contact. Rumor has it that if you go to the Contact webpage, which right now is only in Japanese, it shows that it has a Wi-Fi symbol on the webpage.
Yeah.
And some people have heard that Contact is going to be a full-featured MMO for the DS.
That'd be great. I could totally see it working. Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Hey, Isaac, how you doing?
Sorry. Actually, that's a perfect segue to what Isaac has to say. That's very cool, Andrew. You need to send me that so I can maybe put it in the show notes or something. That sounds way cool. Sounds like something I'd totally get into. And the interface on the DS, I'm telling you, that stylus is fun. There's so many things you can do.
I got a question. That DS, can it be, like, if someone got a DS, can it be used as a basic, like, day planner kind of thing?
I don't think so. Not out of the box.
Calendar. I thought it had
you need planner Mario.
It does have Mario, dude. Where are you from?
That's awesome, O.
No, you can have in that game, on that machine, it comes out of the box with a calendar, with alarm, with ways to chat back and forth with people, Wi-Fi, that kind of stuff. But there's no like full personal information management suite software or anything on it. Now there may be a little card you can get that does it. I don't know.
Planner Mario.
That's funny. Doot. Okay, let's hear from Isaac. Isaac has to say something to
Isaac
us.
Isaac from the Love Boat?
No, Isaac from the brother of Ishmael that almost got killed by his dad. Oh, sorry. This is a little too biblical for most of us. This is Isaac from, I don't know where he's from, but here's his 2 cents on the portable gaming stuff.
Hey, Scott, this is Isaac. Instead of focusing on the DS or the PSP or the GBA, I think we should focus on the crappier portable gaming systems such as the Gizmodo or the N-Gage or the Game Gear. I mean, the Game Gear had color screen way before Game Boy did. And the Gizmodo has Giz and Modo, two really cool words put together. And the N-Gage could also double as a cell phone. I mean, seriously, who doesn't want a cell phone and a game system? It's like Christmas all over again. That was just my 2 Canadian cents, which is probably 1 American cent and 500 Colombian cents.
Dude, 1 American cent, which is probably 2 Canadian cents and 500 Colombian cents. I just had to play that. That was awesome.
That is awesome.
That was my favorite call, absolutely favorite call of the week. So thanks for that, Isaac.
That is hilarious.
Good times.
I actually missed a call.
You know, I like that name. I like that name, Gizmodo.
Gizmodo.
I do.
It's stupid as hell.
Say it several times in a row, and you'll have fun guaranteed.
Yeah. For time and time to come.
That was their actual promo deal. I think that's why it didn't go over well.
Yeah, must not. Hey, let's jump to our crappy movie of the week. I think we've covered about as much portable gaming as one would have us. But if you're interested in commenting on anything we've talked about, send us email, send us voicemail. We'd love to hear it and play it on the show. I have a ton of email from people also dealing with this whole issue. We're not going to have time to get to them all. Dang it. So you should have sent audio, you lazy cheap butts. You should have sent me recordings. But I'll try to parse it out and have some on future shows. But for now, let's talk crappy movie of the week since we skipped it last week. Last week we were going to play the Star Wars Christmas, whatever it is. No, holiday special.
Oh.
Yeah, and since the holidays are over.
Did you get sound snippets?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the one that George Lucas tries to deny exists?
That's the one Lucas says. He denies it exists, and he says it will never come out legitimately ever.
Well, he's right about that, but it sure is illegitimately all over the internet. but anyway, yeah, I remember seeing this as a kid, and I was so excited. I was probably 9, and I was just like, oh, dude, it's going to be a holiday special. And now I look back and think, oh, my gosh, why didn't someone just smack me? What was I so excited about? But here's some sound clips from it. First, we get to hear our good buddy.
I'll bet that you thought it was cool when you saw it.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was totally awesome. But it sucks. So here's Han Solo saying something. I don't even know what it means. Here he is.
I'm going to have to run back and operate the aft gun manually. Stay on things here. Why do I always think that taking you home for life day is going to be easy?
Okay, so...
Now that was actually Harrison Ford?
Yeah, it was actually Harrison Ford. You can tell, man. He was like, oh, what have I got myself into?
See, I heard...
Come on, Raiders of the Lost Ark, come on!
there was a special on last week about Star Wars, and they actually briefly in the special talked about that holiday episode, and they said that you could look if you can get your hands on it and watch the whole thing, you can see how none of the actors want to be there.
Oh yeah,
like they all can tell this is such a bad idea.
This was some crazy addition to their contract, I'm sure. Some weird thing like that. Obsidian, what were you saying? Did I say something?
I think Obsidian killed himself.
We're picking up like a police radio band or something. I don't know what's going on. All right, well, here's another.
That never gets old, does it?
here's another one. This is Luke saying something about never missing. What was it called? The Wookiee Day or Wookiee Renewal Day?
Renewal Day, that's from Logan's Run.
Okay. I got my crap mixed up.
They're all going to Carousel. No. It was Wookiee Life Day.
Wookiee Life Day.
That.
That's right, Life Day or something stupid. So here's Luke talking. I don't even know what he says. Here he is.
I wouldn't worry about Chewbacca. I know him, and he hasn't missed a Life Day yet, right? Well, there you go. He's not going to miss this one either.
Oh, my gosh. I want to throw up.
Yeah.
Makes me want to hurl.
Mark Hamill's like, throw me in front of a car again.
Yeah, please let me get run over like a Corvette Summer. All right, one more. This is just Wookiee noises. I just thought it was like a little family conversation of Wookiees.
Oh, gee. Well, in that episode, you got to meet Chewbacca's wife and kids.
Yeah, dude. Wow. That's the whole point. Is the little kid Wookiee was like all sad because Chewbacca wasn't home, dude.
It was probably, the whole thing was probably thought up. Lucas was in his trailer in the middle of like filming Empire Strikes Back, whacked out of his mind on alcohol.
It's ridiculous.
He's like, I got a great idea.
I'll tell you what we should do.
And everyone was like, okay, because everyone's afraid to say no.
I'm willing to bet he directed the whole movie in the nude.
just because he could do it. No one wants to question him.
Mr. Lucas, would you like a rope? No, we're filming the holiday special. Get away from me.
It's hot. We're out in the desert. Leave me alone.
Someone give me a drink. Okay, here we go.
Give me the script to Howard the Duck.
Here's some Wookiee sounds. A Wookiee family gathering. Here you go.
It's either a Wookiee family gathering or it's free night at Taco Bell.
Horrible.
You can't really tell.
That's so bad.
What's funny is this show is rated worse than Howard the Duck, who was also made by George Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't have a whole lot of luck right after.
When I was a kid, I saw Howard the Duck, and I thought it was awesome.
I liked the movie Howard the Duck. Because I liked the comic. But it's rated as, like, one of the worst movies made, or whatever.
The Duck was getting it on with that chick from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's part of the comic. If you've ever read the comic...
I can't read comics about talking ducks, dude.
Poor Scott. But yet you can go to Disney and shake its hand.
I don't do that either. Those guys smell like BO and bacon. I'm not going near that place.
What are you making bacon in there? What is that?
Inks.
Oh, you sit on a throne of lies.
And speaking of movies, just real quick before we end here, I saw episode of Family Guy. Yeah. Where they went to Disneyland and they went and stole some clothes at this place because they were trying to get away from somebody. I don't remember who. And he put on the little kid Stewie put on a short round hat, and what's his name Peter put on a jacket and a hat and a whip from like an Indiana Jones outfit.
Yeah.
And then they got chased by an Arab guard. And the way they distracted him was funny because they said, "Oh look, there's a woman over there and she's learning." And the guy like turned and. Anyway, that's not really the point. But anyway, they get into this cart to go on this ride, and it turns out it's a mine cart.
Oh, jeez.
And the guy in the guard, who's the Arab guy, comes up there, rips off his shirt, so now he's a shirtless Arab guy, and he pulls out a machete. And then he hops in a cart, and they have a full-on Indiana Jones chase through this place. And so I thought there was no better time for me to be thinking of the words, "There's no time for love, Dr. Jones."
Did he say it? Did Stewie at least say there's no time for love, Dr. Jones?
No. I was disappointed in that. But they did. But the Michael Eisner did come out and try to pull Peter's heart out and kept going, Kalima, Chuck Peter, Kalima. It was pretty funny. Anyway, good on you. That's it. Show's over. Oh, my gosh. We're out of time. Thank you, Brian, Andrew, Obsidian. It's weird only having four of us here again this week. That's just, it's weird. Don't you think?
It's not enough.
It's just crazy. Different.
Well, I mean, the only person that's not here is the
it
other
didn't bother
guy.
Me. we don't have anybody sitting in the room with us like you do.
That's
so, I mean.
That's true.
Yeah.
No,
we
I mean,
have to have people hold our hands to handle.
It just reminds me. It reminds me of the early days of the show, and here we are with a new year, starting it off right. Of course, next week we'll have Scott Fletcher.
You know,
that'll be awesome.
People call that old school. It's old school.
Oh,
Extra Life Radio.
Yeah. Have you seen what's his name passed away today?
Who?
Old Blue from the movie Old School.
Oh yeah.
The old man that
played really?
Blue passed away.
Yeah, he's been in other stuff too.
Oh, 90.
He's been in tons of stuff.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, to end on a very happy note about a death. Thanks.
Have a good week.
Andrew, thanks Brian, thanks Obsidian. You guys all have a great week. We will see you guys next Tuesday. To carry us on out today, I've had a couple of requests and some new material. Sebastian, once again, has thrown together a wonderful mashup of last week's show. So we're going to play that immediately after this. Also, we had another listener, and I don't have his name handy, dang it. I hate when I don't give credit. But he put together a crappy movie of the week mashup, which is kind of cool, because that, he says, is his favorite segment of the show. And so you'll get to hear that. And by popular demand, I've been asked to play an old blooper reel that I put together way back in the day when I was doing recordings for children's animated CDs and learning activities. We played these on early shows of Extra Life Radio, and we're going to play them again today. So we'll see you next week. We're looking forward to having Scott Fletcher, the voice of PodCheck Review, on the program. Until then, stay out of trouble.
Hi, Scott. This is Saladin. And I was just calling you, letting you know that I'm about to go see King Kong. And also, I have a joke for you guys, I guess, because, like, this will be on the show. What's better than one dead baby? Damn it, I screwed up. What's better than 10 dead babies in one tree? One dead baby in 10 trees. I screwed up, yeah, but that was a correct joke that time. Bye!
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Happy freaking New Year, everyone. It's Extra Life Radio. So let's all talk for a moment and introduce ourselves.
Well, my name is O. I'm bald, but not naturally. I shave my head. Remember, I'm Colombian. No time for love.
Real good, real good.
No offense, but I really don't care.
And then you build your zombie army.
Kneel before Zod. Hold on to your butts. It's a Unix system.
Quit living in the past.
Brian, talk about living in the past. I spent all weekend watching the Beatles anthologies.
How were the graphics? Such a great moment we don't remember.
I'm feeling mighty sexy today.
I'd say the 05 World Series with the White Sox winning was an interesting story.
Yeah.
Everybody's now bored silly.
But go ahead and kill another 80 seconds. There is no way that Colonel O'Neill would be a good MacGyver.
For the last time, Mac, don't suck.
If I could hold Obsidian down and just beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, like you got muscles.
Dual hound up your yazoo.
I still have nightmares of Scott saying, "Was it she a monkey?"
For the Horde!
The government's currently planning airdrops of future sport.
Yeah. So. That's how we'll get to him. I'm having a flashback. I don't know what's going on.
And I wanted to just come check out Scott's equipment.
Well, if that's the case, then, screw him.
I have an opinion.
I'm dropping U-boats off of the harbor with no trouble. Don't eat the yellow snow, and watch out where the huskies go.
Yeah, thank you.
We've had some great guests.
Right now, he's probably having sex with his wife.
Hey, shut up. Would you change the American flag?
Yes.
Yeah. I always wanted to ask that question.
And they just stared at me like I was magic. He's got some web service that lets him, basically gets on a list. And
oh, you mean like an internet access?
Kind of like the interweb.
Is it called AOL?
Like you'd see it on a ship making its way to Hong Kong or something. And our goal and our hope is to take this show to whatever next level is there for the next year.
I loved it. I particularly like the cement factory level.
What do you think about Sean?
I don't know. Growing up, getting out of the swamp, eating hamburgers, stuff like that. He is history now.
History has a way of repeating itself. Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still.
But he told us where we stand. A sisterhood! It can't be! They were all killed or captured at the Battle of 12 Trees. Claude Rains was the invisible
man. The atmosphere on Venus is such that a human being cannot breathe and survive for long. They got caught in
a celluloid jam. Can you believe this? It's Christmas Eve, and we got orders to bring in Santa Claus. Outer space, and this is how the
message ran. I am yours. I need your body as a dwelling place while I am here on your
I don't care about the volcano or about the monster. Just make sure the farmers get off the land. And please don't bother me with any more of these stupid reasons for stopping work. Wouldn't it be possible to build an extra large ultraviolet ray projector and attack it with that?
No, it's impossible.
This gang thing was okay when we had the edge, but now that there's that wraith out there that killed Augie,
or what out there, man?
A wraith, man! A ghost! An evil spirit, and it ain't cool!
Get any poorer, you're gonna have to eat that dog.